Hi, you guys. Long time no talk again. I promise after this episode, I am going to be putting out weekly episodes, even if it's me by myself. I'm going to be more consistent with this. I've had a lot going on in my life, and I'm finally starting to feel like myself again, and I'm looking forward to recording more episodes and getting back to doing this podcast because it's something that I really enjoy. So thank you guys for listening. It means a lot. And before I get into this episode, I just want to say this episode does not have a sponsor or any ads. I just kind of wanted to get on here and talk to you guys about what's been going on in my life. So I'm not making money off of this episode talking about my current, situation and everything. I'm an open person. I felt the need to kind of share with you guys, a little bit more about what's going on, but you know, I'm not going to get into every little detail because, you know, some things are sacred and, out of respect for Pete and myself and our son, some things are going to stay private, but I felt like I owed it to you guys to kind of give you, you know, a little bit more to go on, just kind of the gist of everything and where we currently stand. I had asked you guys last week to send in questions for me, to answer here on the podcast, and most of you had the same questions. So, I made the decision to kind of just, I'm going to just tell, I guess, a story of sorts, update you guys. And I feel like within that update, I'll answer most of the questions I got, but then I'll still do a little Q&A at the end. I guess we'll get to it. my husband Pete and I are currently separated, and we are proceeding with a divorce. Pete and I have been best friends for, 10 years. You know, I've met him when I was 18. I'm 29 now. I'll be 30 in December. We've just always been best friends. And, we also have just been having, problems of sorts for, a little while now. And, there's only so many times, I can communicate the same things before I just feel like I have to step away. And, I'm sure Pete has had his own frustrations. And actually I know he did because we've definitely communicated all of the negative shit we feel towards each other at this point in time. There's still a lot of positive there too. We just don't agree on certain things and we don't see eye to eye on a lot. And we've just grown apart and, there's some other stuff, but like I said before, there are just some things that, don't need to be told to you guys. Nothing truly, outrageous happened, which almost sucks more. It's like I almost wish there was something scandalous so I could kind of have, more of like a, I almost wish that something happened. Like no one cheated or, no one's like an addict of any kind, like nothing, nothing happened. It literally just, I think it was just two people, kind of growing apart. And, Pete, wasn't really down to do marriage counseling and, so like it is what it is. And I had kind of sat Pete down one night and I kind of just had like a breakdown of sorts because I hadn't seen my family in Vegas or in Texas in so long. And we were having, it was just a little tense between him and I. And I just kind of wanted to get away. So the original plan was I was going to visit my family and just kind of have a breather and use that time to like reevaluate what I want and, you know, give some time to for us to like miss each other. Because Pete and I, you know, when we started dating, like we had never been away from each other for more than like a weekend. I think when Cameron was 10 months old, I went to Texas with him for about a week, and that was the longest Pete and I had ever been apart, since we had started dating. You know, after that, we were just always together. So it was just kind of like, I wanted time with my family to recharge and, you know, reevaluate things and see how I feel, let him see how he feels, because it was pretty mutual how we were feeling. So, yeah, and leading up to my trip, pretty much, you know, it was just little random stupid fights. When I had come to Vegas, we weren't on like the best of terms. And, so we decided to, you know, pursue divorce. So we had kind of talked about separation before. We talked about it actually pre lockdown, with the quarantine and everything. It's like when I start talking about it and I start getting upset, I just sort of like lose my words with everything. I'm trying to like stay on topic. So we had kind of been talking about this for a while, but this was kind of like the final, I think, you know. So, you know, Pete and I, it's like we don't currently follow each other on Instagram, but we talk every day, several times a day. He FaceTimes Cameron, or if I'm doing something and Cameron's having a lot of fun or he's being cute or whatever, I'll FaceTime him. And, you know, so we still, you know, he's, you know, we're great for Cameron, and not even just for Cameron, you know, we've been really great at communicating with each other. We're almost better at communicating with each other now than we were like towards the end of our relationship. But we had, you know, mutually made the decision to go through with getting a divorce and everything. And I just was kind of in my feelings one night, and not impulsively, but I just kind of, you know, said to Pete, I kind of wanted to put it out there, that we were separated, because honestly, a bunch of different reasons. I have anxiety in general, and I was just having a lot of anxiety thinking about what people were going to say, number one, and, like the narrative that was going to be around, like when Pete posts a picture with like another woman, or, you know, if he's out somewhere and someone sees him out with like whoever, like what are they going to think, or me being in Vegas, or, you know, whatever. Like, I just didn't want the little, like, you know, mainly like, you know, the Bravo blogs and all that stuff, like they'll run wild with that stuff. And, I don't think I'm like a fucking mega star celebrity that like I need to issue like a big statement and shit. It, you know, that's not where I was coming from with it. I think those who know me know that. So I didn't put out a statement because, you know, I felt like I had to, like I'm a, like how like a Kardashian would, or like, you know, Channing Tatum did or whatever. It was more of like, I knew that whether I like it or not, okay? Like, if someone doesn't like me, right? Like, so let's say I'm a troll talking to me, and a troll is like, who gives a fuck what you're doing or da da da. It's like, here's the difference. Like, I agree, who gives a fuck. But if I posted on my Instagram, you know, without my ring or whatever, whether I like it or not, a random blog is going to pick it up. That is my life, regardless if I haven't been on TV since 2016. That's how it is. That's how it is for me. So I knew that impending, like, it was going to be out there somewhere, because when Pete and I got married, it was, you know, we got married in 2018. It was like everywhere. So I knew us separating or getting divorced was going to be everywhere. And I just kind of wanted to control that narrative, I guess. And, you know, some asshole said something to me along the lines of like, oh, like, you just want the recognition. But in reality, that had been my biggest fear, was, you know, one of the things that kept me quiet about what I was going through for so long was, you know, what are people going to say as far as like the negative comments? I have a really thick skin, so people say shit to me all the time that, you know, negative, you know, it's the internet, social media, whatever. But this was something that I just didn't want to hear it, because it's like getting kicked when you're down, you know. When I'm like doing really well and people are talking shit, it's easier for me to be like, all right, whatever, like, you know, I can forget about it. But when I'm going through something like this, that's obviously upsetting, I don't need comments from people talking about what a bitch I was to my mom when I was 17. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't need that. So, you know, I just wanted to control the narrative, and it helped my anxiety of, you know, when is it going to be out there, because I was in control of putting it out there. And I had the okay from Pete to put it out there. And in the end, it was really cathartic for me, because I put it out there. It was like ripping the Band-Aid off. Some people said mean things. I tried my best to like stay out of the comment section when I would see it like pop up somewhere. I had a ton of people reach out to me positive. More people were positive about it, reaching out to me and like, you know, giving me resources and just, you know, kind words than I thought. Like, my head was so negative about everything. So it was just really nice for me. And it kind of opened the door for Pete and I to kind of, you know, take a step forward to really, you know, start healing, I think, from this, both of us. My heart's like pounding right now, so that's why it sounds like I'm out of breath. Sorry. But yeah, so, you know, I think BravoTV.com, obviously, I think, posted about it first, and then it was like within the next 24 hours, it was on, you know, other sites like, you know, like Us Weekly and like E or something. I don't know. And then it was over with. So, like, that's how I knew it was going to be, because especially no matter, you know, who anyone is that ends up in those like blogs or like, you know, articles, whatever, if you take control from them, there's nothing for them to like gossip about or speculate. So like, I didn't want to post a picture without my ring and it becomes like, oh, where's your ring? Da da da. Oh, you and Pete aren't following each other on Instagram. Oh, did someone cheat? Did someone do this? Did someone do that? And like, I didn't want all of that. I just wanted to simply be like, hey, here's what's happening. That's why. Thanks. And because of that, you know, people weren't gossiping about it. So it was really nice. And it was over with within a few days, and time moves on. The world keeps turning. So, you know, but yeah, that's what I'm going through right now. And yeah, it's been rough. It's been an adjustment. Pete is still someone who, even though, you know, Like some people were saying, like, oh, you know, you've only been married for 2 years. Like, how could you just, you know, give up on that and blah, blah, blah. And but that's really not the case with us. We've been best friends for so long, and we dated before we, you know, got pregnant and got engaged and all that. And we had Cameron back in 2016. And yeah, like, you know, it's not like we just, you know, kind of met and we've been married for 2 years or whatever. I know that's still not a ton of time to people, but we know each other well enough to know who the other person is and, you know, what we expect out of life and what we expect from each other and what we want. And like I said, it was just, it's just kind of right now, it's a situation of two people growing apart and I think wanting different things. Like the same but different. I don't know. I can't fully explain it. But, you know, it's, I'm all about, you know, giving it everything you got. And that's why I was open to marriage counseling. And, you know, you can't make someone want to do something like that. And, you know, I come from, you know, divorced parents. So I'm not for, you know, staying together for the kid kind of a thing. You know, I would rather show my, you know, I'd rather show my kid, you know, how love is, you know, supposed to be and all that without, you know, fighting and all that stuff. So, and Pete feels, you know, the same way, for the record. You know, his parents aren't divorced, but, you know, he feels, you know, the same way too. I'm just speaking for myself right now because Pete isn't doing this episode with me to be able to speak for himself. So yeah, but, so yeah, it's sad, you know, and I have my, you know, every day I have different emotions. I have a whole Spotify playlist of depending on the emotion I'm feeling that day. So, you know, one day I might be really sad and it's all of my sad songs for divorce. And then one day I could be really pissed off at him for something and it's just a bunch of like, you know, like Good as Hell by Lizzo playing and shit like that. So, you know, it's a different emotion every day. And, I feel like not a lot of people, it's so crazy. It's 2020 and there have been so many changes in society. And for some reason, divorce is still so taboo. And I feel like especially, I consider myself to be young still, and, you know, young women getting divorced. And so if I can be relatable to anyone out there, you know, I want to be that person. And I think that's why I'm more open to talking about it than, you know, most people would be. You know, some people might be confused, like, you know, why do you have to tell anybody? You know, keep it just between your family and blah, blah, blah. But this is just the kind of person I am. You know, I don't think I overshared anything. You know, like I said, there's still details, you know, on both ends, that, you know, that's between us. But, you know, I do think it's nice for myself, at least, to talk about it and speak. And I genuinely love when people message me like their stories and experiences, because like I said, with my anxiety and things like that, it makes me feel less alone. And sometimes they might have great advice. I read all of the DMs that I get on Instagram. I try to respond to as many of them as I can. And I'm really appreciative of, you know, the kind words people have said to me. I feel like I'm rambling again. I mean, what I was going to say originally too is, you know, back to Pete is, you know, we might be separated and getting divorced, and I have different feelings about it every day. Even though it was a mutual decision, you know, I have different feelings about it every day. And what I will say about Pete, just to be clear, is Pete is a really great dad.
He's a great dad, and overall, he was a great husband. And I, you know, nothing could happen, even like, no matter how pissed off I get at him, he will always be one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. So if you're not following him on Instagram or TikTok at Pete Maleo, you're missing out. I'm not following him, but I definitely still stalk him, obviously. and I'm sure vice versa, you know, maybe not, but yeah, I'll admit it. Cause he's funny. I'm just not following him like to be spiteful, but, but I still check his stuff and he knows it. So, I still am going to support him always, with his goals. His happiness and his success equals Cameron's happiness and success. I want well for him. And you know, no matter how angry, like I said, how angry I might be feeling or sad or whatever, I'm still always rooting for him. And I know it, you know, the same, he says the same. And we're in each other's lives no matter what. So, you know, it's not like a typical breakup or a typical divorce. You know, we have a son that we share and he's amazing and he loves his mom and his mom and dad love him. And, you know, this is a crazy journey. It's not something I think either of us expected. It's been very weird and emotional navigating it, but, you know, I'm hopeful for the future and, you know, being the best co-parents we can be and letting Cameron know that we are both always there for him. And, yeah, so, you know, there's some days where I think he's a fucking asshole and I'm sure he thinks I'm a bitch. And then the next day, you know, we're back on FaceTime talking, you know, about our son and our plans for the future with everything. And, you know, I'm sure it's going to be like that for a while, back and forth with emotions. But eventually I'm hoping we find our rhythm and I hope we find our way back to the friendship that we once had. Cause we've maintained a friendship over the years, but, it, you know, like I said, it's growing apart. So it's just about, you know, I never say never with anything. So, you know, who knows what the future holds for either one of us. Yeah, at this point in our lives, we weren't, you know, bringing out the best in each other. And so this is what needs to happen right now. So, so much is up in the air right now. Pete and I have been discussing it. Realistically, we both feel that it would be better for Cameron and I if we moved out of state. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out right now. Pete is being fully supportive with whatever I choose to do. And I would love to keep Cameron in the same state as his dad, but New Jersey is, you know, a little expensive. I just feel like you could get more for your money somewhere else. And it would be nice if I had a support system around me. So, I've been considering possibly relocating to Texas, or, you know, Vegas was on the table, but realistically, I think I would like to live in Texas, just because I have family there also. I have friends there. I have more, job opportunities there right now. And I kind of like that it's halfway between New Jersey and Vegas, you know, not a long flight in either direction. And so, yeah, we'll see. You know, it's weird because, you know, it's nothing I ever expected I would be doing. So now trying to make this decision and, you know, you have to think about everyone involved, you know, not just yourself. So yeah, it's wild. So we'll see what happens. Cause I got to make a decision soon, pretty much. I'm going to be in Vegas until August 27th. And then, I will be going back to New Jersey before Cameron's birthday on August 30th. He'll be 4. And then we'll kind of decide from there what's going on. If I'll be getting a place of my own in New Jersey or if I'll be relocating. Who knows? And, you know, who knows? You know, maybe something out of state is a better option for me right now while Cameron is doing remote learning, and it gives me a chance to kind of heal and save money and be around my family, and then maybe after that end up back in New Jersey. Who knows? So Pete and I are talking over all of this stuff, but these are, you guys were asking me, you know, so many of you were asking me if I was moving to Vegas. Are you moving to Vegas? Are you moving out of New Jersey? Da da da. So that just, I only mentioned this because so many of you were asking that question. So the answer, long story short, is I have no idea. I have no idea. Pete has no idea. We're talking about it every day. So we will see what happens. But that is currently where we're at. So I'm going to try to close this podcast on somewhat a lighter note. You guys had sent in questions. I feel like I answered most of them in that life update just now, but I wrote down the other ones that you had sent me. So bear with me because they're definitely out of order. So I feel like the mood is going to shift a little because I see some of them are still sort of divorce related and then some are random. So we will get to it. I'm just opening up all the papers right now. Okay. So, first question, where did you get your lips done? I just recently got my lips done for the first time in like over a year. And I got them done from a place called Du Rose Beauty Refinery. I will tag them again on my Instagram. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, follow me at Ashley Malayo or follow me on the podcast account at Making It Up As I Go Pod. I'll post them there too. So yeah, and they were great. Love them. Very knowledgeable. Probably one of the best places I've ever gotten filler in my life. So I highly recommend them if you live in Vegas, even if you live in like LA, you know, make the trip. It's worth it. It's really nice. Did you think you were a jerk when first on The Real Housewives of New Jersey? At the time, no. Looking back, yeah, definitely. That's all I'll say about that for now. Do you stay in touch with Lauren and her brothers? I'm assuming you mean Lauren Manzo and her brothers, Albie and Chris Manzo. And yes, I do. I stay in touch with them. We talk pretty often. Al and I talk often, at least. Not that I don't talk to Lauren and Chris. I think I'm closest with Al. Al is kind of like my go-to whenever I'm in a crisis of any kind. yeah, I definitely stay in touch with all of them. Favorite handbags, someone asked me. I'm really not a bag whore. I invest in like really nice bags and I'll wear the same bag until like the strap or handles fall off. So right now my go-to bag, it's a little square Saint Laurent bag that I got for myself as a push present in 2016. So yeah, I love it. This says, advice and tips for dealing with close family moving away. So the good thing about the time that we live in is technology has advanced so much. So, you know, thank God for FaceTime. So, you know, for family that's moving away, I would definitely try to make some sort of, you know, a schedule or at least, you know, once a week kind of a thing, try to FaceTime. I FaceTime my family pretty much every day. You know, aside from my family in Texas, I don't FaceTime them as often. I usually am FaceTiming my grandparents. Like, I FaceTime my grandparents every day. My other family, it's more sporadic. But yeah, FaceTime. Invest in FaceTime. Facebook has that Facebook Watch thing now or whatever it's called. And yeah, just, you know, text all the time. And that's really all you can do. You know, it sucks. It really sucks. That's why that, you know, that's something I'm considering for if I were to move out of state, you know, because Cameron obviously is going to be missing family also. And, you know, my parents got divorced when I was 2 years old, and I've had family out of state, you know, since pretty much then. So I just grew up always missing someone. My family is split up pretty much between like 3 and 4 states. So, you know, whenever I'm with someone, I'm always missing someone else. So I've just learned to cope with it in a way I just don't know how else to be, which I think helped me for my mom moving out to Vegas, because I was more prepared for it, I think, than had I always, you know, been around everybody. I can't read my own handwriting. What the hell? Why don't you try to have your own TV show? I am a mess right now. Not in general, maybe in general, but definitely right now. And reality shows tend to like really get into, you know, negative, and I just don't have time for that right now. But no, also that's not fully how it works. I don't know. A TV show is literally the easiest paycheck someone could get in their life. So I would probably definitely do one. Just, you know, not right this second. Also, no one has offered. So so that's probably why too. No one's offered. How has quarantine affected your marriage? Quarantine really played zero role in any of this, because, Pete actually was still working, the whole time, and, nothing fully changed in that sense. So, and I actually read a study recently that it's actually having the opposite effect. A lot of people are saying, you know, you either, this quarantine, it's either making or breaking relationships. And there are divorces coming out of this year and breakups, but there's actually more people that are getting engaged and, you know, getting married and coming together during this time. So I like to pretend that that story is true, because I think we all need that, you know, positivity right now. Baby number 2. I don't know if they were asking in general, like with Pete or in the future. I don't know. But yeah, like I would love to have another child one day. We'll see what happens one day. You know, I'll be 30 this year. You know, who knows? Who knows what the future holds? I have no idea. But yeah, I would like to have, you know, another one day. So we'll see. Do you hang out with anyone on Real Housewives of New Jersey? I don't hang out with them, but I definitely still talk to Dolores. She's always been just super supportive of me, and she's just awesome. And she's definitely one of my, you know, her relationship with Frank is pretty much goals for how I feel with my current situation with Pete. You know, I would love to have that relationship in the future. So yeah, Dolores, Margaret. I've met Margaret only once, but we talk, and she was supposed to come on my podcast, but yeah, we just kept running into a bunch of scheduling conflicts between the two of us. But she will be on eventually, I promise. And she's great. She's awesome. And I'm trying to think. Like, Jennifer, I haven't hung out with her, but I have met her. She's great. Jackie, I've talked to her on social media, but I've never met her in person. But I really like her a lot. Melissa, we don't hang out, but we're on good terms. And same with Teresa. So I think that's everybody. So to answer you, long story short, no, I don't hang out with them, but I'm good with all of them. They're cool. So do you have a YouTube channel? No, but I'm going to. I've been saying that for a long time, but obviously was a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, and I didn't feel comfortable fully, you know. I feel like the YouTube community, it's even more intense in the sense of, you know, once you start sharing on YouTube, you really got to keep sharing, and I wasn't at a place where I wanted to share anything. But now I am, so, you know, it's just a different chapter. So, yeah, I will definitely be on YouTube probably sooner than later. And yeah, marriage and dating advice, you're gonna have to get more specific. I definitely don't have good marriage advice for you right now, other than communication. Sometimes communication just involves listening without the intent to respond. 'Cause when you do that, you can kind of blow past everything someone is trying to say to you just 'cause you want to respond with, you know, your defense. And it's just not a productive way to communicate or solve problems. So that's a big one, I think, for me. And dating advice, God, I've never had to even date anybody. It's like in high school, I dated just one of my best friends. After high school, I dated a guy I met through a friend. And after him, it was a guy I met through a friend. And Pete, I met through a friend. And it was never a dating situation. It was like we were already, you know, I met through a friend. So we had already kind of hung out and been dating was easy. I've never had a dating app or anything like that. So yeah, I have no idea. Now I'm dating, you know, I mean, I'm not dating right now, but I'm saying I'm, you know, eventually I'm going to be dating, and I have a child, and I, you know, I don't even know. It's going to be a whole other story. I'm going to have a guest on to talk about that. I'll get to that at the end. But yeah, so I don't really know what advice you're looking for, but you've come to the wrong person right now. Does your son wear a mask? He does. I think they say if they're 2 and under, they are not supposed to wear a mask. My son is 3. He'll be 4 on August 30th, and he does wear a mask. He actually doesn't mind it at all. I think it's because I have a really fun pattern. And we got ours from, if you follow on Instagram, it's called Tales of Stitchcraft. I will try to tag them too. I'll tag them on the podcast Instagram account. So follow at Making It Up As I Go Pod, and I'll tag everything I talked about in this episode. How often do you visit Texas? So I used to visit Texas twice a year. That became once a year. And after I had Cameron, we went to Texas when he was 10 months old, and I haven't been back since. It's the longest I've gone without going to Texas, and I am going there soon. I think I'm going to be going there in September or October, depending. And who knows, that may be where we relocate to temporarily or permanently. So to be continued with that.
Someone said, what injury will Pete sustain next? And a friend of ours actually asked that question. And because if for those of you who don't know, Pete recently broke his foot while he was at work. Some think it was from like TikTok or something, but no, it was while he was at work. And who knows what injury he will sustain next. I hope none. I wish him good luck with his surgery. He's having surgery this week. So everyone keep him in your thoughts and prayers, please. But yeah, that question was from a friend of ours. Let me see what else here. Someone said, did TikTok cause your divorce? No. Pete is a TikTok mega superstar, as he likes to refer to himself. And no, TikTok had nothing to do with our divorce. Jesus. Someone asked if Pete is fair game. So if I'm being honest, the idea of Pete being with someone else literally makes me so nauseous. I can't even fully talk about it. It makes me very nauseous. However, I'm sure people have already reached out to him in his DMs and everything like that. You know, he's a good looking guy. He's funny. So I'm sure he's heard from people, and who knows, you know, what he's doing. Is he fair game? I guess technically, listen, my biggest thing is whoever he's with next, as long as they're good to my son and they aren't like crazy or anything like that, as long as they're good to my son, then we're good. You know, Pete deserves to be happy. And, you know, just like I deserve to be happy. And if Pete isn't happy with me, he deserves to find someone that's going to make him happy. So I guess, yeah, he's fair game. Just be good to my son or I'll have to kill you. You know, that's all. So, yeah, that question made me sick. thanks for that. This person said, are you dreading split time? And yeah, just for the reasons like what I said, whoever is around my son, I just want them to be good people and, make good decisions. And, you know, it's hard not, you know, being able to kind of have that control or that say, but, you know, it is what it is. So I'm dreading it in that sense, but, you know, I trust Pete and, you know, the split time has its perks too. You know, it allows me to kind of, it not really allows me, it kind of forces me to have more me time, which gives me the self-care that I think I've been, you know, neglecting for a while. So yeah, there's pros and cons to it. So we'll see. You know, every day is uncharted, you know, territory. So I'm not dreading it, but I'm not excited about it either, if that makes sense. What are your favorite beauty products? God, that's hard to ask a makeup artist. Favorite beauty products. I would rather not wear a foundation or concealer than not do my eyebrows. So I probably have to go with, I love the Anastasia dip brow. Is it the dip brow? It's like the pomade one. I can't even think right now. My brain is like fried. Yeah, like the Anastasia pomade. I get medium brown. I do that with their pencil, the Brow Wiz pencil. And yeah, that's like my main favorite thing, with some clear brow gel, also from Anastasia. I love that. If we do concealer, I love NARS. I love Tarte. I love, gosh,
I should have written the answers down to these questions when I was writing down the questions. I love Laura Mercier tinted moisturizer. I like the illuminating one too. I love It Cosmetics CC cream. That's always been a big one. Their under eye concealer is like the most opaque yet hydrating thing ever, and it's waterproof and anti-wrinkle, so I love the under eye concealer from It Cosmetics. Lancome has amazing mascaras. I like a lot of drugstore brand too, but it's so bad what I'm about to say, but when it comes to the drugstore brands, I don't even know the name. I know the packaging. So like I'm thinking of the packaging of the mascara and concealer of the drugstore brands that I like. But I can't think of the name. But I think on my Instagram, I made a highlight of some of my favorite Sephora products. So I think I'm going to do a highlight of my favorite drugstore products too and put that on there. Because I actually have a lot of favorite drugstore products as well. Makeup Forever Mist and Fix is my favorite setting spray. You know what? I like the new Beauty Blender setting spray too. Dim Light by Hourglass. Dim Light is what it's called. It's like a setting powder, but I kind of like it. I like it all over my face. Sometimes even like, I don't know. I can't even think right now. What else? I don't know. The list is too long. Favorite beauty products. I think if I just break it down by brands, that's like easier too, depending on what you're looking for. So like my top favorite brands are probably NARS, Laura Mercier, Lancome, Makeup Forever, Hourglass for certain things, Tarte for certain things, Too Faced for certain things. I'm probably still forgetting shit, even doing it like that. I don't know, man. Get back to me. Spending too long on this question. I'm sorry. Next, let me see. Now I lost the paper I was looking at. Asked those questions already. What's this one? What is your daily job and are you still doing retail? So my daily job, it's been a little non-existent lately because of everything with quarantine. And prior to that, you know, my son was doing early intervention and everything. And I was just sort of freelancing. I worked in my friend's clothing store for a little bit. Doing a lot of freelancing makeup. I've in the past worked for Sephora. When I freelance for brands, I freelanced for brands such as Makeup Forever, Smashbox, It Cosmetics, and Stila. That's one I like too for makeup products. I like a lot of Stila products. that's my day job really. Is this podcast, stuff on, you know, social media that I share. I'm very lucky that I generate, you know, a decent income that way. When this pandemic is over, I would love to get back to doing makeup and, I actually don't hate retail, because, you know, I consider myself to be a good salesperson because I'm honest. Anyone that's ever seen me when I've worked in Sephora or anything like that, I'm a no bullshit salesperson. So I don't just give you product that I'm supposed to be pushing on you that day. I show you how to use it. And if it is good for you, then I'll tell you why you need it. And if it's not good for you, I'll still show you how to use it, but I'll explain what products could be better for you. And I think being an honest salesperson, an honest salesperson is what gets you returning clients. Because if you just sell someone a bunch of shit that they know how to use, if they don't need, when they go home and use it, they're going to know you're full of shit and they're not going to see you the next time.
So that's my mentality when it comes to being a salesperson. So I don't mind retail sales. I obviously prefer doing my own thing. Everyone would. So I do love freelancing on my own, you know, weddings, things like that. And Halloween time is my favorite time. I love doing the special effects makeup on everybody. That's probably my most favorite time of year in general. So creatively, I love that too. And yeah, I have other goals. I'm going to wait until I have certain upcoming guests I'll share with you at the end. And I plan on talking about all of my goals and my current little projects that I'm working on right now. I'm not ready to share it, but when I have a certain guest of mine on, I will talk about it with her. And yeah. Yeah, someone said, how is co-parenting going? So, I mean, right now it's going fine because Cameron's with me. But no, it's going good. We talk, like I said, we talk every day. We FaceTime multiple times a day. Our communication has been pretty great. So yeah, every day it's something, you know, it's new. So we're figuring it out. We're making it up as we go, like the podcast says. So yeah, so we're doing good. Someone said, do you have, and this someone is one of my best friends, Dee Dee. She said, do you have a personal mantra or wisdom you live by to get you out of a stressful mindset? And I have a Pinterest board that has a bunch of different mantras that I haven't necessarily memorized yet, but that I really love. And I'll kind of, depending on the day or what I'm dealing with, I'll go through that Pinterest board and I'll pick one. And then that's kind of what I will take into my daily meditation with me. But I guess a mantra of sorts that I definitely memorize and live by is follow your bliss. And that's pretty much what it sounds. It's, you know, life is short and, follow your bliss. So it's like, I'm trying to think of like a short term example to explain it, but you know, even something as simple as you get invited to a party and your gut is just telling you, you really don't want to go and whatever. It's just follow your bliss, like go where your happiness is and avoid where it isn't. So I don't know about to get me out of a stressful situation, but reminding myself, follow your bliss has definitely brought me happiness in a lot of ways. So that's probably my favorite one. And yeah, I think that was all the questions. So on that note, yeah, I'll share the upcoming guests. So I was very specific with my upcoming guests because I'm obviously going through a lot, and I've been reading a lot of Super Attractor by Gabby Bernstein. If you don't know who she is, Google her, okay? Because she wrote a lot of really great books and she's just amazing. So anyway, I was reading Super Attractor and I decided to reach out to Gabrielle Bernstein, and turns out she's friends with my Aunt Dina, or at least they follow each other on social media. And I just shoot, what is it? You shoot your shot. I shot my whatever. I don't even know how the fuck to reword that, but I'm not editing this episode either. I'm posting it raw, man. So it is what it is. But anyway, I decided to shoot my shot with Gabrielle Bernstein and I DM'd her, and she DM'd me back almost immediately and said that she's going to come on my podcast. So I am so excited to have her on because she's been like my little cherub angel, especially in these last few months. So I'm really excited to pick her brain and learn from her personally. And yeah, I'm honored. I'm so excited. My other upcoming guests, I also feel the same way about. I just have also spoken with all of them before. So I'm going to have on Sarah Nicole Landry, aka the Birds Papaya. She's someone I want to have on because she is amazing. previous marriage, and I just love as a human being. I love her story. And pick her brain a little too, because last time I spoke with Sarah was about, I think, a year and a half, 2 years ago, and we were talking about more like her pregnancies and mom related stuff, and now I can kind of dive deeper and talk to her even more. Taylor Strucker, I'm going to have back on. She's someone that I love, not only because she's hilarious, but I love her story as well. And I've always looked up to her career-wise. So I'm excited to have her back on. I'm going to have on Hannah Berner. Cannot wait to have her on. She's one of the funniest fucking people I think I've ever communicated with in my life, and I'm definitely going to talk to her about dating apps and dating and everything for the future. Definitely not ready for that right now, but for the future, and talk to her about everything she has going on with, you know, Bravo's Summer House and all of that. Other upcoming guests, I'm going to have Kat and Nat, my girls who I love so much. Girls, women, they're amazing. If you don't follow Kat and Nat on Instagram, go follow them. The Astro Twins I'm going to have on, and a few other exciting guests, but I feel like I'm listing way too many right now. But I definitely have the next like month or two booked up with guests. So I'm just going to probably within the next week, I'm going to lock down the specific dates that I'm going to have them on. But like I said, I am going to be consistent with this podcast. So next week, even if I don't have one of them officially booked for next week, I will be back, even if I'm by myself, even if I have to call a friend or something to hop on here with me, I will, because I need this podcast right now. This podcast is like one of my lifeboats right now. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for sending in questions. I hope I answered everyone's. If I didn't, there will be a next time. So thank you for listening. I will see you next week. Bye.